I really want to improve my English speaking skills, but I just don't have anyone to speak with. And then when I do have an English conversation, I totally forget the words that I want to say. Does this sound like you? If so, you are not alone. Last month, I asked my English students what their biggest frustrations with learning English were, and there were 5 common frustrations that seemed the same no matter the student's level, no matter the student's country or background, and they might be the same for you too. Hi, I'm Vanessa from SpeakEnglishWithVanessa.com, and today I want to help you with the top 5 English learning frustrations and how to fix them, because you don't want to be stuck in your frustrations for long. You'll lose your motivation, you'll stop learning English, you might never get that promotion to an English speaking job or travel easily around the world. I want you to reach your English goals. So let's tackle these top 5 English frustrations and fix them once and for all. And like always, I've created a free PDF worksheet for you to download with all of today's top frustrations, how to fix them, and some important links so that you can watch other videos and have other resources that will help you to solve that frustration for yourself. You can click on the link in the description to download that free PDF worksheet today. Let's get started with English frustration number 1. English frustration number 1 is this: I can't remember the words I want to say when I speak. This is so frustrating because maybe you're watching vocabulary lessons, you're trying to memorize lists, you're trying to build your vocabulary so that when you have a conversation, you have the words that you want to say, but then they just seem to go floating away in one ear and out the other. So what can you do to actually remember vocabulary? I recommend using the 4-step vocabulary method, which we'll practice in just a minute, but let's take a look at the 4 steps. Let's imagine that there's a new word that you want to learn. Maybe ever since. You heard other people using this, you get the general idea, but you never use it yourself in conversation. So how can you remember ever since? Step number 1. You need to look it up in a dictionary. I highly recommend the online dictionary Youglish because it involves clips from around the internet and you can hear people using this in real sentences, not just textbook sentences. After you write down the meaning, write down some sample sentences that you saw in the dictionary, you can move on to number 2, which is while you're watching English movies and TV shows, listening to podcasts, watching my lessons, listen especially for the key phrase, ever since, that you want to learn. And write down those sentences that you hear because that's how it's really used in real life. Number 3 is that you can look for it in writing. As you're reading English news articles, as you're reading English emails, look for the key phrase that you're trying to remember, ever since. Do you see here that we're trying to find out how to use this phrase in real life, using a lot of different media so that it finally soaks into your brain? Because step number 4 is to use it in conversation. You might need to consciously decide to use it. It might not spontaneously come up yet, so you can think about common conversation topics that you have. Maybe you commonly have small talk in the office. Well, you can integrate the word ever since into a common phrase that you might say. When someone asks, "Hey, how was your weekend?" You could say, "You know what? It was great. Ever since I started going to bed earlier, I feel so much better." You used it in conversation, you. Great work. So now I'd like to take a look at a clip where we are actually practicing this technique together. We're going to take a look at a clip from this video where we use the 4-step vocabulary method together. Let's watch. Let's imagine that you want to remember this phrase, ever since. Maybe you heard me use it in a video. I found Vanessa's English lesson 6 months ago, and I've been passionate about English ever since. Oh, this is a great phrase. You want to be able to use it too, but when you have an English conversation, you know that you're just gonna forget it. So what can you do? Well, let's go through the 4 steps so that you can remember this lovely phrase ever since. Step number 1 is to look up the word in a dictionary. You need to know the basic meaning. I recommend using an English dictionary. If this is too tricky for you, maybe you are a pretty low beginner, it's okay to use a translated dictionary, but if you are a little bit above a beginner, if you can understand this lesson in English, I recommend using an English dictionary. This way you are immersing yourself in English. So look it up in the dictionary, in your notebook, write down the definition. Oh, ever since means from that moment. Okay, but I need a little bit more than that. So you can use a pronunciation dictionary or a dictionary in context, such as this website, Youglish. Youglish is awesome because you can type any phrase and it will find somewhere that uses this phrase in a video. Beautiful. You've got context, you've got pronunciation, you've got some kind of interest because there's a topic. So let's watch a clip from Youglish where you'll see ever since used.
Ever since I was probably 5 years old, I always wanted to work with animals.
Excellent. Now that you have the definition, you've watched it on Youglish, you can make your own sentence in your notebook. So you might say, ever since I found Vanessa's lessons, I have been passionate about English. Lovely. Let's go on to step number two, which is to listen for that phrase in movies, TV shows, or songs. These common phrases come up all the time, so when you can hear them, you'll get more context for how to use them and you won't forget them. Let's take a look at a quick clip from a movie called Ernest Saves Christmas, where you'll hear the phrase ever since. Let's watch.
Christmas is just about my favorite time. Ever since I was a little kid, I always felt like it was my own personal holiday.
You heard him say, ever since I was a little kid, I felt like Christmas was my own personal holiday. Ever since I was a little kid. So at that moment, from that moment, he has always felt like Christmas was his own personal holiday, basically for his whole life. Let's take a look at this in a song. Unfortunately, I can't play this song for you because YouTube will have some problems with my video. But in this Harry Styles song, he says, I've been praying ever since New York. Okay, well, he went to New York City and something happened and he has needed to pray. From that moment, from that trip until now, ever since New York, I've been praying ever since New York. Great, you've got more input by finding it, listening for it in media. Let's go on to step number three. Step number three is to look for this phrase in a book. Are you noticing a theme here? The more input you have, the easier it will be to remember this phrase. So let's take a look at a quote from a book that uses ever since. I'm going to read this phrase for you here. Author Rupi Kapoor says, I felt like you threw me so far from myself, I've been trying to find my way back ever since. So he was in a relationship that really made him feel unsteady, and when that relationship ended, he's been trying to find himself again. So he says, I've been trying to find my way back to myself ever since. So since that person threw him so far, it's a little poetic here, he's been trying to find his way back ever since, from that moment. Beautiful. All right, and step number four is to use it in a conversation. When you have been focusing on the phrase ever since, in books, in movies, in TV shows, in Youglish, in a dictionary, writing those sentences down, it is in your mind. It is stuck in your mind. So you can consciously, this means you make the decision to use this phrase the next time you have a conversation. So you might say, I started watching cartoons in English when I was a child and I've been excited about English ever since. If someone asks you, oh, your English is pretty good. How did you get started learning English? You could use this phrase. Oh, well, I've been watching cartoons since I was a kid and I've been excited about English ever since, from the moment I was a child until now. And it's continuing into the future ever since. Success. You have used this phrase in a conversation. All right, let's go on to common English frustration number two, which is, I want to speak, but I don't have anyone to speak with. Well, good on you wanting to speak in English. You know that it's important, but how can you really find someone to speak with? Well, the solution is You can learn English and speak in English right now from home. Hmm? Yep, it's true. In 2022, the YouTube English lessons that you loved the most were part of a speaking series where you got the chance to practice speaking with me. This is a great, low-stress way to practice speaking so that when you get the chance to speak with someone in the real world, you will be ready. So, what we're gonna do, you're gonna see a sample conversation with my husband Dan and I, where we're talking about a topic, and then you will get the chance to answer the same questions and practice speaking with me. We'll do this for two different conversation topics, and I challenge you to listen to the sample conversation and then to also practice speaking out loud. The great thing about a video is that you can always pause and review and watch it as many times as you need to. Let's watch. Hey Dan, how's your week going?
Oh, it's going great. I just got back from a week at the beach.
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to Polly's Island. My family's been going there for years.
Oh, what do you like to do at the beach?
Just hang out at the beach mostly. We play in the sand, build sandcastles, read books. I love it.
Oh, do you do that every year?
Yeah, we try to go over there every summer and sometimes for a holiday too.
Oh, well, welcome back. Hey, how's your week going? Oh, great. Where'd you go? Oh, what do you like to do at the beach? That sounds like a great vacation. Do you do that every year? Oh, cool. Well, welcome back. Hey Dan, you doing anything fun this weekend?
Yeah, I'm gonna be hanging out with some friends from out of town.
Oh, that sounds great. What are you gonna do?
Mostly just hang out, but we're gonna go on a hike and then go to my favorite restaurant.
Oh, what's your favorite restaurant?
It's an Asian fusion restaurant with great tacos and delicious kimchi.
Oh, sounds wonderful. What else are you gonna do?
Just walk around downtown and go to a few shops, grab a few beers at the local breweries.
Oh, I hope you have a great time. Enjoy your weekend. Hey, are you doing anything fun this weekend? Oh, that sounds fun. What are you gonna do? Cool. Where's your favorite place to go? Well, that sounds fun. What else are you gonna do? Well, have a great weekend. I'll see you later. Great work practicing speaking with me. I hope this was a low-stress way to start speaking now. Let's go on to common English frustration number 3, which is, I cannot understand fast English conversations. Has this ever happened to you that you're watching an English movie or TV show, and as people are speaking, you think, oh my goodness, this is absolutely like a different language than the one I learned at school. Is this even English? Well, you know what? You learned classroom English at school, and real English is quite different than what you actually learned in the classroom. This means that in the real world, people use real English with linking and reductions and different ways to speak than you learned in the classroom in a textbook. It can be really frustrating when all of the words just blur together. You've been practicing so hard to improve your vocabulary and grammar and pronunciation, and then you try to listen and nothing makes sense. So, what's a solution? How can you understand fast English conversations? I recommend using the conversation breakdown method, where you will analyze real English conversations and break down what makes them so fast so that you can understand them and use that type of natural speaking yourself. Let's take a look at a clip where my husband Dan and I tried different desserts. You'll see a short clip of us speaking, and then we'll use the conversation breakdown method to break down some common fast speaking points in our conversation so that you can understand it better and also speak better yourself. Let's watch. All right, you want to try the peanut brittle?
Sure. I'm going to take this huge piece.
Okay. All right, you want to try the peanut brittle?
Sure. I'm going to take this huge piece.
Okay. You heard Dan say, "I'm going to take this huge piece." But did it sound like that? Nope. He said, "I'm going to take this huge piece." Let's break this down. At the beginning of the sentence, he uses a great contraction. I'm. This is I plus am. That makes I'm. And then he makes a reduction within another reduction. He says, "going to take," but he doesn't say "going to." He says "gonna," and then he reduces it even further. He cuts off the G and says "unna." I'm gonna take this huge piece. I'm gonna take this huge piece. Sometimes when we're speaking really quickly, we reduce "going to" "gonna." I'm gonna take this huge piece. But we might reduce it even more, cut off the G, and just say, "I'm gonna take this huge piece. I'm gonna take this huge piece." Do you want to practice a sample sentence with me? Yes, let's do it. I'm going to visit my friend becomes I'm gonna visit my friend. Can you say that with me? Let's say it slowly first and then we'll speed it up, because if you're going to use "unna," it needs to be in fast English. You can't say, "I'm unna meet my friend." No, this needs to be a reduction in a fast sentence. So let's say it slowly and then we'll speed it up. I'm gonna visit my friend. I'm gonna visit my friend. Let's say it fast. I'm gonna visit my friend. I'm gonna visit my friend. I'm gonna visit my friend. Great work. All right, let's watch the original clip one more time. And I wanna know, has your listening and pronunciation skills improved with just this one clip? Imagine when we do all of the other clips from this video. All right, let's watch. All right, you wanna try the peanut brittle?
Sure. I'm gonna take this huge piece.
Okay. All right, you want to try the peanut brittle?
Sure. I'm going to take this huge piece.
Okay. Great work. I hope you were able to understand this fast English conversation sentence and that you were able to improve your listening skills. Let's go on to common English learning frustration number 4. And that's this. I don't have time to study English. You know what? Our world now is a busy place. If you ask 10 people if they're busy, I bet 10 people will say yes. What about you? Are you a busy person? Probably so. So who really has time to improve their English skills? Well, the answer is no one. No one has time. You have to make time. Well, we're certainly not someone who has control of the universe and can stretch out time. So how can we really make time? Well, I'd like to show you a clip where I give you 4 useful and important suggestions to help you, yes, busy you, to make time to study English during your hectic, busy life. Let's take a look. Suggestion number 1, schedule a certain time each day for English. Make sure that this is realistic. You cannot say, "I will study for 4 hours after I come home from work every day." Do you know what's going to happen after 1 week, maybe less? We call this burnout. You will burn out. That means you will become so exhausted and you will be annoyed at learning English. You won't want to do it anymore. So make sure that you set a realistic time, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Set this time aside and make it the most important thing that you want to accomplish that day. For that 15 or 30 minutes, you can play a podcast in English while you are commuting to work. If you don't commute, you could listen to a podcast while you're cooking breakfast, while you're folding the laundry, while you're taking a walk around your neighborhood. You can just spend that time doing something with English. Or you could subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have over 300 English lessons. Maybe you have not seen all of them. So you could watch one lesson per day. That's about 30 minutes each day. Immerse yourself in English and learn something new. Great, and I hope you will enjoy it at the same time. My first tip was to set aside a specific amount of time every day. My second tip is to surround yourself with English. Even if you're not in an English-speaking country, you can still do this. You can find fun and creative ways to immerse yourself. Here are some of my suggestions. You can change the language settings on your phone or on your browser on the computer. That means that just as you're looking at news articles or as you are reading a recipe, whatever you're doing on your phone, all of the text is going to be in English. Simple, effective, and doesn't take any extra time. You could also take some sticky notes or little pieces of paper with tape and put them around your house to label different items. Write a full sentence, and this will help you to be able to see English and have your brain switch over to English for that moment. You could read your favorite books in English. If you need any recommendations for good books in English, I love reading, so I have made, I think, 4 videos about book recommendations. You can check out this one up here, which is beginner books, or if you have never read a book in English before, I recommend starting with those books. You can check out that link up here to get some ideas, or you can check out the link in the description, which is my Amazon storefront. I have listed on there all of the books that I recommend, and you can just click on them and purchase them. I think I get like 10 cents from each purchase, so it's not really that much for me, but it's just a way to show you the books that you can read and give some recommendations and where you can get them. And finally, of course, you can watch some TV shows or cartoons in English. Sometimes children's cartoons are a great way to get started. They use simple language for kids and they speak slowly. You can see the action developing. It's a good way to start to immerse yourself more in English. Well, now that you have made time for English, let's go on to our 5th and final biggest frustration when learning English, and that's this. I feel like I'm not making any progress. Has this ever happened to you? You start the new year with lots of motivation. Yeah, this is the year I'm gonna improve my English. I'm gonna speak confidently. I'm gonna do it. And then 2 weeks later, what happens? Your motivation starts to go down and you start to lose sight of why you wanted to improve your English in the first place. If this is you, don't feel bad. This has happened to almost all of us, but we want to fix this. We want to grow our motivation and maintain it so that you can see progress and you can actually improve. So how can you maintain your motivation so that you can really see real progress? Well, my solution is to track your progress, and this way you can see the real results that you're having. For some people, this might mean taking an English test, but for a lot of people, it's not realistic to take an English exam every 6 months to see your progress. So what could you do instead? I recommend giving yourself a short-term deadline. You don't know what your life is going to be like in 3 months or 8 months or 4 years. So instead, make a goal for this month. This way you can see your progress over 30 days and that will help you to maintain your motivation. Well, congratulations, we have overcome the top 5 frustrations that you as an English learner might be feeling. I'm here to help you. I'm your teacher. Don't forget to download the free PDF worksheet for today's important lesson with all of the frustrations, solutions, links, and ideas to help you overcome them step by step. Well, thank you so much for learning English with me, and I'll see you again next Friday for a new lesson here on my YouTube channel. Bye. But wait, do you want more? I recommend watching this video next where you will learn how to become a fluent English speaker in 2023. You'll learn my top 10 tips for finally achieving fluency and confidence in English. I can't wait to help you. I'll see you there.